I've been getting numerous calls from local residents and Manor and Dermahal and around the areas, Rye there as well, in relation to how tired it is getting. You're right. I suppose the islands, when you turn out the Derry Road, and the island when you turn out the Lifford Road, you know, the bricks, the weeds just coming up through it. The roundabout itself is, the trees are very overgrown in it. And, you know, like I said there today, Donald, I feel there could be an opportunity here for this roundabout now, the Manor roundabout, to maybe put a structural design on it or to revamp it, you know. And I think it's important that that the council and roads engage with the local schools in the area, Manor, Cunningham, Rye, Dromahal and the surrounding areas, and maybe let the kids lead on it themselves and their families, and see if it's something that we can come up with going forward. There probably will be a funding issue, but I feel, you know, it's important if we can tie in maybe a new design to that roundabout, whether it is structural or whether it's just a revamp of flowers and that, to make it more attractive. I think it's something that's very important. And as I say, I think it's important that the locals in them areas would lead out on that. And I think, you know, it may be a good initiative to involve the schools on that part. And then I suppose to go heading away from that, what I've asked as well is that the dual carriageway be tidied up there, the verges be cut, and you know, this is a vital road coming into Letherkenny, Donald, and it's important that we have it looking its best. You know, tidy up the islands, tidy up the roundabout, and tidy the dual carriageway going in. And you know, I've asked as well that this time, we've seen the issue the last time in relation to the verge cutting on the dual carriageway, where there was a lot of traffic disruption. So I've asked this time that it either be done late in the evening, when traffic's at its lowest, or first thing in the morning before the traffic starts to build up coming into Letherkenny, because the last thing we want is to have traffic congestion and build up coming into our town. So yeah, that's the motion.
And speaking of the roundabout, it's interesting to see how over the past number of years the concepts of Polestar roundabout, dry arch roundabout, they've become completely ingrained in the minds of people, whereas the Manor roundabout, maybe an installation or some sort of sculpture there might give that an identity, particularly as that's the first thing people see coming in from Dublin, coming in from Derry. That's really the start of the entrance into town. Perhaps that does deserve an identity of its own.
Yeah, that's right, Donald, and I feel it does deserve an identity of its own, because you're correct. That's the main roundabout that you enter, coming from Derry, coming from Lifford, Monaghan, right down to Dublin and beyond. So, you know, I think it's very worthy. Whether it's a structural design we put up, like you mentioned, like we have in our Polestar, something iconic that will stand out here on the entrance to Letherkenny. I think that's something I vision. But as I say, I think the locals should be really allowed to lead on this. And I think through the schools, whether it's a colouring competition or a design or what way, you know, I think it's important that we have that engagement, involve the schools, involve the local people, and let them get behind it and let them come up with a design of what they feel could be put on this roundabout going forward.